You know what? I said that when I left Fort Collins, I would go someplace else. And I said, I'm leaving Fort Collins to get away from the stupid, because I'm done with stupid. D-U-N. I'm done. I'm done with stupid. Done. Over. Finito. Finished. Zeroed out. Blown to give a shit fuse. Done. D-U-N. With stupid. Done with stupid. And I said, but you know what? When I go, by the way, these awesome acoustics are brought to you courtesy of Aaron Clary. You know Aaron Clary, Captain Capitalism at captaincapitalism.blogspot.com. He is the man who wrote the book. It is the Bible of those of us who are superior, the book, The Curse of the High IQ. Because right now, I am experiencing, in addition to awesome acoustics, I am experiencing the curse of the high IQ. You see, my friends, I said that yes, when I go someplace that isn't Fort Collins, they're still gonna be stupid. Because they're stupid but it's gonna be a different kind of stupid, right? At least it'll be at least that. It'll be a differing form of stupid. Well, once again, the great one was wrong. No, it's the same stupid. It's the same fucking stupid. Right here in Rapid City, South Dakota, we have, you, me, the mouse in my pocket, we have the same stupid. So I need to get a mailing address, right? So I could go to the post office, get a post office box, like I have back in the People's Republic of Fort Collins. But I'm looking at things, there's the UPS store. And well, the UPS store is on the path to where I'm working. By the way, working the new job is going good. That's fine. I have no complaints about that so far. And what's really interesting, so I'm at the new place and I tell them about my fasting thing, eating every other day and stuff. There's three people who work there that are also doing fasting. They're just doing the 8-hour window a day, and they're kind of like, damn, I can't believe that you go like every other day without eating. But there's three other people there that are doing fasting as well. By the way, I'm drinking warm beer, and we'll get to the warm beer part in a minute. Actually, should I want to throw another one in now? You know, I got to stop after this because I'm going to go out and get some food. All right, so the stupid. So I need a mailing address. So I'm going to get a box. So a UPS store. So I think, well, let me go investigate the UPS store. So I go to the UPS store. There's a little sign on the door. We encourage people to wear muzzles. I'm like, oh, Jesus fucking Christ. Because I've been muzzled up since I got here. And I didn't muzzle up for this. I'm not going to muzzle up. But the point is, most of the places here don't have signs about muzzles whatsoever. So I go into this place, and they got the TV going with the advertisements. And I got to see on the television how it says that they're following the current recommendations from the CDC for the Wuhan hoax. I'm just like, why am I having to look at this? So then, the girl who works there, I use the term girl loosely, the girl who works there, she comes out from behind the counter. She's a millennial. She's fat. She's got on way too much makeup. She's wearing a muzzle. She has orange hair. I'm like, hold on. Am I back in Fort Collins? Because it looks like I'm back in Fort Collins. This is what I would see in Fort Collins. A fat girl with a muzzle, too much makeup because she thinks slobbering fucking clown makeup on her face is going to make her attractive, in orange hair. Okay. So I'm interested in a fucking mailbox. So she tells me the prices. The mailboxes are right there on the wall. I can see them. She tells me the prices. The prices are reasonable. The prices are actually quite reasonable. Okay. So there's three different sizes. There's small, medium, large. And I'm like, well, is there a price difference for the different sizes? And she says, well, no. And we don't rent out the large mailboxes. We only rent out the small and the medium. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, I don't want to know. I'm already getting pissed off at this point. Since I've been in Rapid City, this is like, I don't even remember when I got here. I've been here like two, this is the first time I've gotten pissed off since I've been here. I've been making fun of Cappy for getting pissed off. See, here's the thing. So I give Cappy shit. Now you guys know Cappy, right? He's Aaron Clary at CaptainCapitalism.blogspot.com, where you can read the rantings of an angry economist. Who wrote The Curse of the IQ? A book that right now I am experiencing, the curse of the high fucking IQ. Because I have a high IQ. I know some of you don't believe that. I did actually find, and I do need to take an IQ test, but I found a screenshot of the results of an IQ test that I took many years ago. It was just, you know, in a folder somewhere on my computer. And I'm trying to remember, I think it was like 141 or something. I'm not saying that I have an IQ of 141. Maybe I had an IQ of 141 on that day or something. I don't really think. I really don't think I'm that smart. And that's what terrifies me, is when I find out that I actually am smarter than 97% of the population, that's fucking terrifying to me. I'm being dead serious. That scares the shit out of me. Because I don't think I'm that intelligent. So she tells me this, and I'm thinking to myself, so why don't you rent out the large mailboxes? Do you not like making money? I mean, like does the guy who owns, because it's a franchise, and there's signs all over the place about how it's an independently owned franchise and all this other horseshit. So like, okay, does the guy who owns this place not like making money? Because the mailboxes are right there, I'm looking at them. I'm looking at the large mailboxes, which is what I would rent, which is what I would even pay extra money for, above the price you've already quoted me, which was perfectly reasonable. Oh, we don't rent those. Okay, because you don't like making money, right? Because you don't want to provide a service for the customer. See, I'm here. I have money. I want something. I want to give you money in return for something. It can't be done. It just can't be done. We just can't do that. Meanwhile, my beer is in the car getting warm. That's why I'm drinking a warm beer right now. Because I made a mistake. My fault. My fault. I went to the liquor store first instead of last. Because I assumed, because I was a moron, because I was stupid enough to think that going to the UPS store and renting a mailbox and then going to do the next thing, I was dumb enough to think that these things would take less than an hour and a half. Okay. All right, so I can't get the large mailbox because the guy who owns your store doesn't like making money. I get it. So then she asked me, do you want a key? Now these are mailboxes, just like you walk in a post office, you see the mailboxes on the wall, right? Now I know some post office is, post office eye, what's the plural of post office? Some post office eyes, maybe still today, but I know back in the old days they'd have the little combination locks, they'd have like two combination wheels, and you didn't need a key. But most of the ones I've seen lately, they're keyed now. So it's the mailboxes with the key. You stick the key in, you turn the key, you open the door, you get your mail out. She says, Do you want a key? And I'm thinking, of course I want a key. How the fuck else would I get my mail out of the mailbox unless I have a fucking key to open the fucking door to the mailbox to access the mail? Now, see, once again, I didn't know you needed a high IQ to figure this stuff out, but apparently you do. I said, yes, I would like a key. And she says, because otherwise what you could do is you could just ask whoever's working here to go around back and see if you have any mail. And I'm thinking, yes, this is what I want. I want to walk into the UPS store during the limited hours that it's open, as opposed to the United States Postal Service. And as much as I hate the federal government, once again, I credit where it's due. For those of you who have never rented a post office box, you can rent a post office box on the internet, which is what I'm gonna do after I finish yelling at the internet. You can go on the internet, you can rent the post office box, you can do all the work on the internet without going to the post office. You just go to the post office counter with your paperwork and you say, hey, I rented this box. And they look at you, okay, and they give you your key. It's fast. It's efficient. I know these are words we do not normally attribute to the federal government, except when the federal government is setting children on fire or shooting people, okay? But it is fast and efficient. And you can access your post office box 24 hours a fucking day. So yes, I want to come to the UPS store where there's a little fat chick wearing a muzzle with orange hair, and there's three people in front of me, and I want to stand there and wait for these three people to do whatever retarded shit they need to do, because they can't figure out how to put a stamp on an envelope, so that I can ask the little fucking fat girl with orange hair and a muzzle to walk around and see if there's any mail in my mailbox. Yes, that's what I want, because I have a shit ton of free time on my fucking hands. I have nothing to do, nothing. I got all fucking day to wait on you. It's like, no, I would like a key. Yes, thank you. She comes back to begin the paperwork and she says, I need two forms of photo identification that have unique ID numbers on them. I'm thinking, what? I'm like, I have a driver's license, I have an American Express card, I have a library card. That's what I have. Because we don't yet have fucking vaccination documentation that has your photo and your thumbprint and your fucking unique ID on it. So I'm like, well, I don't have, well, do you have a Sam's card? No, I don't have fucking ID cards with my fucking picture on them. I am not a fucking loser. So she can't, so it's like, all right, well, this is the end of this transaction because I don't have two forms of photo identification with unique identification numbers on them in order to prove who the fuck I am. Like, I'm standing here in front of you, you stupid bitch. And I know, but great one. She's just following the store policies. Yes, and the people who gasped the fucking kikes were just following orders. Not that I care about gassing kikes. Let's be clear. I'm all in favor of gassing as many kikes as possible. In fact, I would say before we gas the kikes, let's force them to fuck and breed so that we can have more kikes to gas. So I walked out, I left, because there's nothing more we can do here. I'm done. I'm done with the UPS store. I'll just go to the fucking post office. Meanwhile, my beer is getting warm in the car because, like a dumbass, I went to the liquor store first instead of going to the liquor store last. Here's your lesson for the day. Always go to the liquor store last. That's the takeaway from this podcast. That should be the title of this podcast. Always go to the liquor store last. Next, because we're not done yet. Because there's still more stupid in my life. I go to Menards. Now, I don't know who shops at Menards, other than Aaron Clary and White Trash. But I'm picking up some stuff for Aaron that he ordered and is being picked. Okay, so going to Menards, right? He ordered it on the interwebs. It goes to the store. You go pick it up. We all understand this concept because we are cursed with high IQs. Unfortunately, the people, I use the term people very fucking loosely, the knuckle draggers who work at, I use the term work very loosely, the knuckle draggers who are employed at Menards do not have high IQs. They are not cursed with high IQs at all. It took me 40 fucking minutes to pick up, this is not an exaggeration, 40 minutes to pick up two fucking items. So once I find the place where you pick stuff up, because there's no clear signs pointing to where the fuck it is, once I find the place, so I stand there waiting for some help, along with other people, there's this whole gaggle of us standing there, waiting, free time. We have nothing to do except for wait on you. That's why we give you our money. We're waiting, and finally, I need to pick this thing up. And there's a sign there that says, to pick up your item, please show us your email and a photo ID. And so I'm waiting for the knuckle dragger who starts talking to me to see if he can help me to ask for the email and a photo ID. Because all I did was write down on this thing called a piece of paper that some of you may be familiar with, the number of the order that I have to pick up. And I'm thinking, if this cocksucker tells me he has to see the email, I'm going to fucking climb over this counter. Oh, by the way, so Menards, everybody's wearing a muzzle that works there. And on the door, they've got the thing that says, vaccinated people do not have to wear a muzzle. Non-vaccinated people, we request that you wear a muzzle. I'm like, fuck you. Guys, listen, people, stop giving your fucking money to people that want you to wear a muzzle. Can we just stop doing this? See, this is the problem with conservatives. You talk all this shit, but then you go for, oh, look, here's this business run by leftists who want me to wear a muzzle. I'll buy things from them. Can we stop? Can we fucking stop doing this? Because I was going to buy something while I was there. I was. This is not bullshit. I'm like, Menards, I actually need, it was, yeah, not, I said, because long story short, I was talking to somebody I work with and he had this thing and I said, where did you get that? Because I want one of those. He said, I got it at Menards. So I was gonna, I'm like, so then Cappy said, hey, can you go to Menards and pick this up for me? I'm like, dude, this is great. Two birds, one stone. I was gonna go there anyway. This is fantastic. So I walk, I'm like, no, end of discussion. I'm not buying the object from you. I'm not spending my money at a place that wants me to wear a muzzle, and on top of that is making its employees wear muzzles because its employees are not getting enough oxygen to their fucking brains to begin with. Putting a goddamn muzzle over their fucking mouths is just making them stupider, and they don't have any room to get stupider. So finally, I get some service from the... I'm waiting. Is he going to ask to see the email? Is he going to ask for a photo ID? Now, to his credit, because we always give credit where it's due, that policy may have been plastered on the wall, but he didn't say a word about a photo ID or any. He looked at my number written on a piece of paper, and he typed it in his computer. He said, all right, let me go get that. Thank you. So I'm looking around while he's gone, and there's all these passive-aggressive notes all over the place. There's like pictures of things, and written under the picture is, never do this. You know, it's like a pallet sitting in the middle of the floor. And then there's like this stack of something, and there's a sign above it sitting, always process these in order. And I'm looking at this stuff, I go, okay, so the employees here are so goddamn stupid that they need all of these passive-aggressive signs posted every place to remind them to do things like to process the invoices in order and not leave pallets of equipment sitting in the middle of the fucking walkway. This is not encouraging. All right, so I'm waiting. 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 Not a joke, pulled out my clock, my phone, whatever the fuck that thing is called. Waiting. I'm timing this, waiting. Well, this woman comes in, she's waiting for service, we start talking, we're ripping on them for their lack of efficiency and everything else. Waiting. And she goes off about the muscles. It's driving me insane. But it was something somewhere like, oh man, my brain hurts. It was something about a preference or whatever. And she says, yeah, I would prefer not to have to wear a mask ever again. And I'm like, yeah, you and me both. And anyway, so then we're ripping on our preferences, and we're ripping on the muscles, we're ripping on the employees. Okay, so then this guy comes by, he's like, have you been helped yet? And I'm like, yeah, the guy's looking for my stuff. And he says, are you the person who's here for the chairs? And I'm not really sure, but I just said yes to see what would happen. He says, oh yeah, there's been a lot of radio chatter about that. They're looking for them. I'm like, yeah, because you've got this rack system here, and the racks are labeled like A, B, C, D, and then the compartments are 1, 2, 3, 4. And so you've got this whole system here. You got like, oh, this item, it's in D4. So you go down to D, and you go up to 4, and there it is. They've got this whole system, but they can't find the order. And I said to him, yeah, because you guys have all this technology and everything, but you can't find an object. And he gave me a dirty look and walked away, because at this point, I am D-U-N. I'm done for the day. If I encounter one more bit of stupid today, I am going to go to jail for murder, because I am done. So this fucking retard gives me his dirty look, he walks away. 20 minutes later, 20 minutes, zero exaggeration, 20 minutes. Fucking guy comes, oh, we found your chairs. I'm like, Jesus, goddamn Christ. About fucking time. So it's like, so where are you parked? I'm like, I'm parked out there. Well, where do I need to be? Well, we can bring them out to you, or you can drive around here. I'm like, God damn it, I'll drive around here. Where do I go? So he gives me the paperwork. He has, you gotta show the paperwork to the guard to get back here. I'm like, oh, I gotta go through the guard. Okay, so I go to my car, I drive around to the back. There's the little guardhouse with the little stop sign barrier that drops up and down like you're going through the checkpoint at the Berlin Wall, right? So I pull up and I hand the guy my thing, and he's, hey, how's it going today? It's kind of a dude bro-y looking little fucking inbred, or rather downbred white guy. All of it is there's this, the downbreeding. Once again, the downbreeding. You know, if I were the dictator of the United States and we had to have a state of society, which we do, because God forbid there not be a government to build the fucking roads, I would fucking sterilize everybody with an IQ under 105. So this fucking downbred, low IQ fucking dude bro needs to see my papers so that I can get back there to pick up my shit. Because, you know, I'm just cruising around behind the store for the fun of it. I'm not here for a reason. I have to prove to him that there's a reason for me to go back there.
How you doing today?
I said, I'm really fucking annoyed. That's what I'm doing. And he looks at my papers and he fucking scans it and he opens his little gate.
Have a nice day.
Go fuck yourself. I didn't say that, but I thought it. I did tell him that I was annoyed. So I drive through, I go over, I pull over to the gate. Now, as sitting in the same place for her pickup is the woman that I was talking to inside about, you know, the muzzles and the incompetency. She's got a Trump sticker on her car. I'm like, okay. Just as a side note, since I've been here, I've seen no Biden stickers at all. I have seen Trump stickers and Trump flags. At least I got that going for me. So I pull up beside her, I'm like, hey, fancy seeing you here. She's like, hey, yeah. And I'm looking around, well, where's my shit? It was on a forklift a minute ago because it's on a pallet because these things are big. I'm looking around, where's the forklift with my stuff? Because I just told them, yeah, I'm coming around to get it. So I walk into the store, I see the guy who's supposedly helping me. We're using the term helping very loosely. I say, all right, I'm here. He
goes, oh, okay, I'll go, blah, blah.
And he goes walking out, he goes walking down the aisle, and I look down the aisle, the forklift with my stuff on it is way down the aisle. So I walk outside to the car, and I say to the woman, yeah, they don't do efficiency here, do they? And she's like, no, they don't. I said, so I told them, I'm coming around here to pick my stuff up. You would think they would drive the forklift outside with my stuff on it so that when I pulled my car up, we could load the stuff into my car. And I know the forklift is parked way down the fucking hallway. So now he's got to walk down there, get the forklift, drive out, then load my car. I'm like, this is not efficient. And she's like, no, they're not. They're terrible here. And I was like, God damn it. And meanwhile, there's other customers in there waiting for service, but they can't get service because the guy, instead of just bringing the fucking forklift outside so he could load my car as soon as I pulled up and thus be more efficient and more effective and provide customer service sooner and faster to the people who are paying the company that is paying him to walk around with a piece of cloth on his face. No, he parks the forklift way down the fucking aisle and it takes an additional 60 seconds to go get it and drive over and open the garage door and drive out and close the garage door. Like, God damn it! Meanwhile, my beer is in the car getting warm. Fucking Christ, can anyone do anything effectively and efficiently? And I always give Cappy shit whenever he gets pissed off because other people aren't effective and efficient. And I laugh at him and I go, oh, Cappy, you're so naive. And then here I am, goddamn, why can't people be effective and efficient? I don't know, great one. Maybe because you're a fucking dipshit and you have expectations that other people have IQs that are larger than their fucking shoe size. I don't know, great one. Maybe it's because no matter where you go, number one, there you are, and number two, you're surrounded by idiots. Man, that was a great finale, but I wasn't finished. Shit. I did premature ingulation right there. That's premature ingulation is when you end your podcast prematurely. All right, so I finally get the shit into the car. So now I'm leaving. So I'm coming to the guard post and it's got the little drop down barrier to get out. So I'm driving up to it. And the little fucking dude bro in the guard shack, like the little barrier, comes up in the air. So I'm like, good, I'm driving on out. And he comes out, stop, sir, stop, you need to stop. And I stop there, I'm like, why do I need to stop? Well, you need to stop, there's a stop sign there. I'm like, first of all, this isn't like a public road. This is a fucking behind a building in a parking lot, okay? Your stop, I didn't say this, but we all know that this is true. Your stop sign doesn't mean jack shit to me, you fucking retarded fucking faggot. What, the cops are gonna show up and give me a ticket for running the stop sign in the loading zone behind your fucking store? At this point, I am controlling myself from getting out of the car and beating the shit out of him. Like, I don't give a fuck about your... So anyway, what I actually said, oh, that's what I thought. Here's what I said. I said, well, there's a stop sign. I said, well, if you need me to stop, why did you raise the barrier? He said, well, I need to scan your paper to make sure, to confirm that you got your order. Okay, so if you need me to stop so you can scan my paper, why did you raise the barrier? I need to scan. Here, scan the fucking paper. And I didn't say, I'm like, yes. I just handed him the fucking paper. He scanned the fucking paper.
Have a nice day, sir.
Like, go fuck yourself. Like, God damn it. If you need me to stop at your little fucking barrier so you can scan my paper when I'm driving towards your barrier, don't open the fucking barrier. Because if the barrier gets out of my way, I'm going to keep going. I don't have time for your shit. Honestly, I shouldn't have stopped when the faggot told me to stop. I should have just kept going. What do you do, call the cops?
Yeah, this guy, he ran the stop sign behind the Menards.
The cops are gonna be like, oh shit, APB. The cops are all gonna swoop in. It's gonna be a fucking chase. We're doing a chase down the fucking Rapid City Interstate. Cops behind me, he ran a stop sign behind Menards. We gotta get him. Lethal force is authorized. We can go George Floyd on his ass. Oh yeah. Okay, dude, bro. So anyhow, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you were, please do not give any of your money to Menards. If you had any intention of ever shopping at Menards, do not fucking spend your money at Menards. I'm asking you, and I'm asking you nicely, do not support inbred faggots, okay? Stop spending your money at places that are populated by retards who wear muzzles. So that's that. There we are. See, now that was a much lamer finish than the previous finish I had. But then again, it doesn't really matter how I finish. It's like fucking. It doesn't matter how I finish, just as long as I finish. Because I got mine, and if it was good for me, if it wasn't good for you, that's not my problem.